The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 3rd of March, 2008. It was on this day in 1875 that Georges Bizet's opera Carmen was given on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in Paris. In 1872, he had written to a friend, "I am asked to write three acts for the Opéra Comique. It will be bright, but of a brightness that allows style." At the premiere of Carmen, the audience was shocked by the character of Carmen, a gypsy girl, and also her lover, Don José. The opera set in Spain among gypsies and bullfighters. One thing that shocked the audience was that the heroine smokes on stage. The debut was not a failure on this night in 1875, although some history books have portrayed it that way. The opera ran for 37 performances, and it came back the next season. Georges Bizet died of a heart attack just 3 months after the opera's debut, worn out from rehearsals. And his opera is still the most popular French opera of the 19th century. It's the birthday of the man who invented the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, born in Edinburgh in 1847. The invention actually an accident that came about when Bell was trying to perfect the telegraph. Alexander Graham Bell, who said, "When one door closes, another door opens. But we so often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us." It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Edward Thomas, born in London, 1878. He was a close friend of Robert Frost's when Frost lived in England in 1913. And Frost advised Thomas to start writing poetry. He wrote mostly about nature and about solitude. Edward Thomas enlisted in the war in 1915, was sent to fight in 1917, and was killed in the first hour of the Battle of Arras. It's the birthday of the British philosopher and novelist William Godwin, born in Cambridgeshire in 1756, whose most important book was Political Justice in 1793, but who's best known to us as the father of Mary Godwin, who would go on to marry and become Mary Shelley and write Frankenstein. Here's a poem for today by Christopher Reed entitled "What the Uneducated Old Woman Told Me." That she was glad to sit down, that her legs hurt in spite of the medicine, that times were bad, that her husband had died nearly 30 years before, that the war had changed things, that the new priest looked like a schoolboy and you could barely hear him in church, that pigs were better company, generally speaking, than goats, that no one could fool her, that both her sons had married stupid women, that her son-in-law drove a truck, that he had once delivered something to the president's palace, that his flat was on the 7th floor, and that it made her dizzy to think of it, that he brought her presents from the black market, that an alarm clock was of no use to her, that she could no longer walk to town and back, that all her friends were dead, that I should be careful about mushrooms, that ghosts never came to a house where a sprig of rosemary had been hung, that the cinema was a ridiculous invention, that the modern dances were no good, that her husband had had a beautiful singing voice until drink ruined it, that the war had changed things, that she had seen on a map where the war had been fought, that Hitler was definitely in hell right now, that children were cheekier than ever, that it was going to be a cold winter, you could tell from the height of the birds' nests, that even salt was expensive these days, that she had had a long life and was not afraid of dying, that times were very bad." A poem by Christopher Reed, "What the Uneducated Old Woman Told Me," from his collection Katharina Brack, published by Faber and Faber Limited. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.